1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. I hope your middle of the week is off to a wonderful start today. Yesterday was a lot of fun. If you missed it, open up our Facebook page. When you guys start streaming us on our 1077 RKR app, you'll see a video, little video play. And I gave you a little sneak peek on our Facebook page. If you open it up, we recorded some fun stuff with Prairie Farms yesterday. And it was super fun. Being able to play football with a cow was super cool, let alone playing football with Cookie. They even hooked up custom Prairie Farms football jerseys for us, which is amazing. It was so much fun. They were playing football, and we were cutting a video, just getting ready for the football season. And it was just a blast, man. We had a fun time out there. We went out to Battle Creek and threw the ball around for a little bit. I was working on my field goal kicks and stuff. So it was a great time. So you guys can check this out on our Facebook page at 1077 RKR. You can get a little sneak peek before it goes up here on our app. And again, we're going to have a fun morning. If you missed it, we highlighted it just a couple of minutes ago. We have new owners to the Kalamazoo State Theater, and we are going to be talking to them at around 7:40 this morning. So hang out. We're going to get all the details on what they plan on doing with the State Theater. Very stoked that we got new owners. We're going to have music right in downtown Kalamazoo again. It's going to be 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So this Friday, BC Burger is going to be holding somewhat of a fundraiser. And they've done a lot of charity for people in the past. They're located in Battle Creek, of course. And they're asking people to come out this Friday at noon and donate to this kid, Maverick, who's going through a really tough time right now. Maverick is a child who was experiencing a fever, belly pains, and then apparently tests revealed there was a tumor on the left side of his stomach. He was transferred to U of M Mott Children's Hospital, and unfortunately, they discovered that he has neuroblastoma, which is a form of cancer in children. And it's already spread to his upper leg bone and pelvic bone. So he's already started chemotherapy as of September 19th. So the family's going through a lot of struggles right now. So BC Burger in Battle Creek, they want to have people out there. Again, they're going to be donating. They're urging people to come out and partake in helping out with this family and helping this little kid out. Again, if you guys want to check this out, it's up here on the 1077 RKR app. Personally, I'm going to go out there at noon on Friday and grab a burger from these guys and help out little Maverick. And hopefully he can take this down and he can power his way through this, because the family's got a long battle to crush through. And, you know, we've all most likely known somebody who's had to deal with something like this before. So show our support. Again, details on the 1077 RKR app, and I'll be out there at noon on Friday to show some support at BC Burger and Battle. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1990 is the 8th studio album from Iron Maiden called No Prayer for the Dying. It was the first album to feature Yannick Gears on guitar, who replaced Adrian Smith, who was unhappy with the musical direction the band was taking. The album kind of had mixed reviews, but it does contain the only UK singles number one hit from Iron Maiden, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter. It's a different Iron Maiden album, but still a classic, and it should be in your collection. So pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Very happy to be joined on the phone right now by the brand new owners of the Kalamazoo State Theater. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Dan and Holly Carmichael. Good morning.
Good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you so much for waking up super early and
our pleasure
talking with us this morning. We're really excited. I was actually at work yesterday when I got the email about the announcement that you guys were going to make yesterday, and I was so so excited about this, and I was really happy to hear that you guys purchased this. I'm curious, how long have you been trying to purchase the theater for?
Oh, gosh. The process has been most of this year. Yes. I mean, the Hinmans did a great job of wanting to ensure that the legacy of the theater continued. And so they were really thoughtful about selection of the next buyer. And so, you know, there was some significant vetting and processes done to pick the right person.
I imagine that there were other bidders then, aside from yourselves.
Yeah, certainly there were. There were a number of interested parties, is our understanding.
Man, that's wild. So the announcement has come that you guys are the new owners. When you first heard that it was shutting down, that they were closing down the theater, was it immediate for you to want to buy it? And or was this something that just kind of came along?
I think it sparked something in us pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We felt like we had an opportunity, and then it was hard to pass that up when, you know, such a jewel is on the line.
Oh, truly. The type of theater that it is, I think it's only one of like maybe 16 of its kind in the country. And it's just such a special part of Kalamazoo. Just with the excitement, like after the purchase, how did it feel to go inside the theater to take it all in and go, holy crap, this is ours?
You know, it's always surreal when you walk in. You know, it was surreal when we walked in, when, you know, we were on one of our first dates to see Modest Mouse. To walk in as the owners and with that responsibility, it just turns that up to 11. It's an incredible feeling.
Now, we're coming up on the 100-year anniversary. I know that there's renovations that you guys are putting into place. Do you have an expected date that the theater might be operational by? Do you have any hopes of it being done within any certain time frame?
We want to make sure we do it right. And so we just signed on Monday and had the press conference Tuesday. So we're rolling up sleeves. We're already meeting with architects to try to get that nailed down as best as possible. But we don't have a date yet, but we are keeping folks up to date. And we've already gotten a number of signups on the website, state-theater.org, theater with an R-E at the end. So we will keep folks posted. I can tell you, we want to open it up as quickly as we can, but we want to make sure that we can do it right.
As far as staffing is concerned, are you going to eventually be rehiring for all the necessary positions?
Yep. We want to have an amazing crew. And I know that amazing crew is out there in the area.
You said you went and saw Modest Mouse as one of your first dates. Do you have any artists in mind who you'd really like to bring to the theater once it's back open again?
Gosh, we plan to have a pretty diverse programming across all genres of music. Dan and I are pretty eclectic. We love to see a variety of shows. And so the real question is, who do the people want?
Right. You know, it's interesting. We actually put that out because we put on Facebook yesterday on 107.7 RKR. We said that we were going to be talking to you this morning. We are asking people who they would love to see as the first show there. And we just got a ton of different comments. And this is something that people are really excited for. Again, if you guys want to stay up to date on everything that's happening, you guys are going to keep everybody updated. Seriously, we're really excited for this. And I just want to say congratulations too. I know this is a huge step for you both, but this is just something that people in Kalamazoo really needed right now. So we really thank you for bringing this back.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And we can feel the, you know, the support, and it's overwhelming, and it really gives us the confidence to do this thing right.
Well, we know you guys are going to be great, and we really can't wait to get back into those doors. So thank you again, and we look forward to hearing new updates from you as the weeks go by here.
All right. Sounds awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dockman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio, this is Weird As Wednesdays.
Dog videos have always been amazing, and there's a dog owner in Canada who is easily becoming the favorite dog owner of all time, as he has a dachshund, and he takes his dachshund for a walk very regularly, and people can spot him because he himself dresses up like a dachshund. In fact, he has an inflatable sausage dog costume that he wears when he walks his dog. I mean, Dog videos have always been one of the internet's favorite genres, especially when it comes to sausage dogs. But this guy, Rich Lutchford, he's known as Undercover Dachshund on social media. He picked things up a level when he lives in Whitby, Oshawa, and he's been going viral for walking his dog, Mia, while wearing an inflatable Dachshund costume. He regularly posts videos from his own perspective, but is regularly snapped by people who are on the street and see him. And he's gone viral. He's blown up. And he was like, even said, like, I didn't expect to blow up to blow up to anything like this. I thought I was just doing it for fun. He said, people kind of look at me like, what is this? And other people are smiling. And I point at them and I say, that's what it's all about, that smile. I've had people scream, stop, say, oh my gosh, and then drive off. It's all love when it comes to this dude walking his wiener dog in a wiener dog costume. This guy is the ultimate dog owner. I need to find a blow up doll of my kind of dog. You know, I want to be able to walk around and be my dog. Just put myself in its shoes for one day or its paws for one day. This guy is awesome and an absolute legend. Weird Ass Wednesday, sponsored by BC Pizza, Kalamazoo. Get over there for the lunch buffet, 11 to 2 every single day. Your sponsor for Weird Ass Wednesday. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. You're going to want to check out that Seize the Deal tab at WRKR.com, especially if you're looking to get into some fall fun, because we've got admission for 4 to Harvest Moon Acres Corn Maze and Fun Park. And it literally is a massive fun park. There's a barnyard board game, a 40-foot cattle castle. There's the quacky duck races. They've got the hay rides, of course, donuts and cider, the saloon pumpkin shootout, slingshot. I mean, it's there's so much to do here. They've got even got the 5-acre Bigfoot myth or real themed corn maze this year. So you're going to want to make sure to check out the Seize the Deal tab, WRKR.com. Again, admission for 4 to Harvest Moon Acres Corn Maze and Fun Park normally would cost you $60. We're going to get you in for half off, only $30 to get in. You get to enjoy all that stuff with your entry. So get those tickets because they are limited.